Welcome to Outside the Box, an oldie and goodie. Today's topic is elder pride. Thanks to a friendly reminder from my friend Rainbow last year, I'm embracing my pride in being an elder. I just turned age 70 a few days ago, and I'm beginning to identify more as an elder now. I'll have a piddling amount of Social Security coming each month from now on, and more little aches and pains are showing up as well. But being an elder is much more than Social Security checks and a body going haywire. It's time to think outside the box about aging. Elders get a bad rap, just like young people often do. There's not much appreciation for our cherished experience of the past and the wisdom that goes with it. In our culture, attitudes towards the so-called elderly are of people with deteriorating physical and mental abilities. It's okay to marginalize us, leave us out, or even discard us. So long. This stereotype often veers toward memory loss and so-called senior moments. That's why I prefer the term elder to senior, or other terms describing older people. We're not just waiting to die, or kicking back, or, for those who have money, taking vacations. Many elders are not satisfied with the status quo. We still have a vision for change in the world. We're willing to take risks to get it, too, such as Francis Crowe, who was arrested 2 years ago at age 94 as part of a successful campaign to close down the Vermont Yankee nuclear power plant. However, most organizations working primarily with elders focus not on what needs to change, but simply on keeping us alive and healthy. We can do more than that. Where I live, the current choices are AARP, the American Association of Retired Persons, or my local elder services group called Spectrum Generations. Well, they do want some changes, but just a few small reforms around the edges. They're not seeking the wholesale transformation of the sick society we have now. For example, our country doesn't even guarantee health care for anyone who needs it. We can get Medicare, but that has limitations as well. Where are the elder groups when we need health care for everyone? One model for active elders that breaks the stereotypes is the Grey Panthers, founded in the early 1970s. There are locally based Grey Panther groups in cities such as New York, Minneapolis-St. Paul, the Bay Area in California, and Detroit, but nothing anywhere near where I am. In addition to advocating for an end to ageism, Grey Panther groups work with multi-generational projects that connect services with a comprehensive vision for social change. Their motto, Age and Youth in Action. The Grey Panthers have demonstrated a unique role model for elders. They're risk takers who may die tomorrow, but are not living life any less fully than they did in their youth. They're inspiring young people by saying, if an old fart like me can still do this, you can too. As Grey Panther founder Maggie Kuhn put it, quote, until rigor mortis sets in, do one outrageous thing every week, end quote. I also recommend Maggie's autobiography, No Stone Unturned. So do you consider yourself an elder now? If so, what makes you proud of that? If you don't think of yourself as an elder yet, what would make you proud to be one? I'm Larry Danziger, happy to have the mind of an elder, but wishing for a younger body.